Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. The Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim does the special avodos of Yom Kippur in Big Day Lavan. These Big Day Lavan are four white linen garments. They're actually, in terms of the structure of them, what they are the same four garments that a standard Kohen wears all the time. The four Big Day Kehuna that are worn by a regular Kohen, Mechnasayim, the pants, right, the ketonet, the long tunic, the avnet, the belt, and the mitznefet, which is the hat. So he wears the same basic four garments, and they're also of white linen, like a regular kohen, except that these Big Day Lavan were of very, very fine linen and were considerably more expensive than standard Big Day Kehuna, which I'm sure were not themselves inexpensive, but these are very, very, very expensive. As Mishnah Zayin will tell us momentarily. Now, these special garments that he wears in Yom Kippurim can only be worn once and never used again. The pasuk, when it's talking about him taking off the white garments, which we'll talk about later, it says, "Ufarshadis bigdei abad asher levashu al kodesh," and he will take off the linen garments that he wore when going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, "Vihini cham sham," and he will leave them there. And Chazal understand that what the Torah is telling us when it says, and he will leave them there, that they never will get used again. That's it. He buried them right on the spot. He takes them off and they're done. They get buried because they can never be used again. And so, since he needs these white garments, both in the morning and again later on in the afternoon, there are actually two sets. One in the morning and a different set in the afternoon. So Mishnah Zayin tells us a little bit about these special garments. Bashachar, in the morning, Hayalovesh Pelusin Shel Shnei Masar Mana. He wore garments of the finest Egyptian linen worth 1,200 dinar, 1,200 dinar. A mana is 100 dinar, so 1,200 dinar. Ubein Harabayim, and in the afternoon, Hindvin from Hodu, the Turkish linen, very fine Turkish linen, Shalshmona Meosus, of 800 dinar. So not quite as expensive as the morning ones, but still quite expensive. Divrei Rav Meir. And that is the view of Rav Meir, that altogether the Kohen Gadol has a budget of 2,000 dinarim. 1,200 of which is spent on the morning garment, and 800 of which is spent on the afternoon garment. But Chacham say, no, actually, it's quite a bit more than that. But Shachar Hayalove Shel Shmona Asar Mana, in the morning, his budget is 1,800 dinar, 1,800 dinar, 18 mana. Ubein Harabayim Shel Shnei Masar Mana. In the afternoon, it's 12 mana, which is 1,200 dinarim. Hakol Shloshim Mana, a total of 3,000 dinarim. And that is, so these are very, very, very fine linen garments. Now, the mission concludes, Eile Michel Tzibur, that's the budget. That's the budget that we give the Kohen Gadol to buy these garments from public funds. However, that is the lower boundary, not the upper boundary. The Imratza Lahosif, Kohenim Gadolim were very, very wealthy, and if he wants to add on his own money to have even finer linen garments, again, plain white, but very, very, very high quality linen, Mosif Mishalo, he can even add his own money to make it even more valuable. That's fine. But again, these are single use because after the first use, they can never be used again.